The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
They're kind of cringy with how obvious they are. You know, it's not just like a normal brand. It's like Dr. Dankula's Dank Nugs.
And they're always like that shade that you wouldn't get. And it's like, it's just a little bit something right. that you wouldn't normally
Lime
do. But
green.
It's kind of cool, you know, or it's nice, but it's the wrong color.
Speaking of weed, do you think you could hand me that orange stuff? What I think it was in the red. Yeah, that orange... I like this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, I should just hook you up with some of it. Help yourself tonight, of course. But
well, I'm just gonna load a bowl for now. But yeah, how you doing, Craig? How you been?
I've been doing okay. I think I've had I don't know what happened. You know, I got sick on what day was it? Friday. I had like a little bit of a stomach flu. Got sick in a Starbucks, which was just one of those like all of a sudden, oh my God, I got to throw up.
Oh shit.
And then I felt pretty queasy for a while, but dude, I just, for the first time in a year, I'll bet you, or at least since the podcast has started and probably before that, cause I've been, well, even before that, I mean, I'm always working at like something, you know, like, and when I started at Collective Awakenings, that was like kind of getting back into the daily work thing. But even before that, I was working more hours as working on that novel, like every minute that I was awake almost, or
That's
exercising
right.
or whatever. But I've been going pretty much nonstop for a long time. And I just haven't ever given myself a day to just like sleep. I mean, I took a nap in the afternoon for a couple hours.
Oh,
and then in the afternoon, I just like played video games and like read a book and took a bath and like just super did nothing. And I just hadn't done that in, wow. I mean, it'd been, you know, 8 or 9 months and felt super good, felt super weird and guilty about it too. But I slept like a baby that night. And then the night before, it's all I wanted to do. I come home and I just wanted to go to bed. I slept for another 12 hours. And like, that's, I just haven't slept with all the different shit going on. Like I just wake up like every 2 or 3 hours with something, no matter what. And this is like the first time in a year or two that I've had like long stretches of sleep and like the dreams and like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
It's been pretty amazing. So I know that's more detail than you'd ever want to know.
No, that's
but
awesome.
Like, yeah. Doing pretty good in that sense. Like
that's
feeling like pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
no,
having
I'm
some
really happy to hear
weird
that.
Shit going on in other areas, but man, resting. And that's awesome.
Man, you got to give yourself a break
it's
sometimes.
Huge. It's huge.
It's so huge. That recovery shit. Mm. And it's something that's so easy to, I don't know, to just ignore, or to look past, you know, because everyone sees the work as the most important part, you know, the action, the act of getting something accomplished. Like that's the most important thing I can do with my day. And in a lot of ways it is, but when you start thinking about it from the time that you take off working, like when you rest and recover, that makes it so that your work is better.
Yes.
You know, like it improves the rest of your life. So you could argue that proper resting and all that stuff is really good for overall efficiency, even if you're like a workhorse
you could take the creative process and liken it to like farming, you know, traditional farming where, you know, there's a period where you're gathering information, you know, and you're busy doing that sort of thing and you're taking in stuff that you're going to use later, and then there's a period where it's growing and you're creating what you're doing. There's a place where you harvest it, you know. That's my challenge, is I try to harvest it and turn it into something that allows me to keep going as a farmer and sell it somewhere. So that's the thing that I'm working on now in this
turning
stretch
it into
in my
a
life
product and whatnot.
And then you let the field rest in the winter, you know, you let like You grow fallow,
let the nutrients,
a fallow crop and grind it back into the thing.
Right.
And like, you know, you watch some videos and just let it simmer, or you whatever, watch some anime, One Punch Man, or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
And just kind of get caught up on Voltron and don't worry about shit.
Right.
And then you get back into the business where you start to be like, something will inspire something, and you move forward again. Yes. In that same process.
Because you kind of got a clean palette.
Yes. That's how you got to go. You know, but again, like, I think that the arts are inflicted with that production capitalistic disease, just like everything else.
Sure.
And there is that sense that I always have to be having like a finished product coming out all the time.
Yeah. It's completely about the end result.
And it feels good to have that. You know, I love the podcast for that reason, because it's not an infinite amount of editing and trying to perfect it. It is what it is, and it's out there.
It's more direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's quicker.
I like it too.
It's a payoff on an artistic level in a way that nothing that I've ever done really is.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's kind of because a lot of it is just, you know, it's disguised in conversation, I guess.
Right.
Like,
right.
I guess it's almost like my brain doesn't even recognize it right away as being a, like, big creative thing. I think it is more for you, because you're, like, in charge of post-production and whatnot.
Well, I think it's more similar to, it's more similar to writing than it is to music, in the sense that you collect information, you prepare how you're going to present it, and then you present it. It's just in a really willy-nilly, you know, easy-go-lucky way. You know, where you don't have to have it absolutely perfect. You know, you don't have to labor over it like you do when you do with, if you're writing fiction
or
even nonfiction or something that someone's going to sit down and really go over.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it looks like we got a couple people maybe like listening. So like, hey, we're saying hi
watching.
To everybody.
What's up, y'all?
We're doing our live stream that is like semi-regular.
Yeah, and we're doing it while we record our newest episode.
What are we recording?
We're recording a...
Hit or shit. Oh my God. I swear to God, he gives me the cue and then he fucks with me.
That one was fun.
That one was not fun.
I had fun on that one.
Oh my God. I'm trying to ruin it.
Once we got it off a little bit, I was like, I had to lean into it, you know.
Sometimes I'm feeling team and sometimes I'm not feeling team.
Sometimes I had to lean into it, you know. Was the only way to salvage that situation was
what situation?
The hit, you know, right away we were off on the hit.
Okay.
And so the only way to salvage that is then to, like, make the rest of it even more fucked up.
No, I thought you'd never even tried. I didn't know that you were even, like, salvaging.
No, there was actually a lot.
You just went straight into,
like,
I'm fucking with Craig on this one.
Well, it became that very quickly, yeah.
So what do we do on this hit or shit?
Oh, well, this is our series where we listen to brand new music.
Brand new music. And for the folks that are listening, we just released one. And that is by who? Think back. What did we
was
release
it Florence
today?
And the Machine?
Florence and the Machine.
That's right.
Yeah.
We listened to the new Florence and the Machine song, and this is a series where we judge the hell out of this music.
Yeah, we're very fickle.
We are the arbiters, the great music taste curators. Yes,
assholes.
Premier assholes.
Critics and DJs.
Yeah, and that's why it's called Hit or Shit, is because, you know, we just thumbs up or thumbs down, and maybe sometimes a middle thumb, and that's the or, you know, if we can't decide whether or not we like it. But we're just trying to make this as black and white, plain and simple, brutal as possible. Because Craig and I both love music. We're both music nerds, you know.
But we're not like going into it trying to hate it.
No,
I mean, don't give it that impression.
I might have been coming off too strong.
He gets a little metal, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes just a little bit worked up.
I do.
But we're coming in it. We want to like it. I mean, I want to like new good songs.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean, these songs enter my life to some degree, you know, like I'm dealing with them for a couple times as I'm getting them in and putting the clips in and doing all that sort of stuff. And I want them to be stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah. And full discretion, it is songs that I have found on my Spotify release radar playlist. So, you know,
they're exceptionally hip.
They're exceptionally awesome.
Yes.
They're exceptionally, you know,
on the very cutting edge of musical taste.
That's right, Craig.
In America.
Craig's got it down.
Because Spencer is cool.
I think you need a little more energy, though.
Spencer is cool.
Thank you.
We should all listen to the same kind of stuff that Spotify thinks Spencer should listen to. or not. We decide that.
That's what we're deciding. Yeah,
we are deciding whether you should listen to the stuff that Spencer, that Spotify thinks Spencer should listen to.
That's right.
Or not.
That's, we should just name the show that.
Yes, I think we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, all caps. So what are we, what song are we listening to today? What little nugget have we pulled out of the Spotify selected playlist?
All right.
Today?
So, Craig, have you ever heard of King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard?
I have, just in rumblings.
Rumblings. Have you ever listened to
dark
them?
Dark alleys and just
back alley abortion clinics.
Yes, just open doorways and strange Asian office buildings and things.
It sounds like you're afraid of them in some sort of way.
No, I'm not afraid of them at all. I've not heard of them at all, but you've
heard the name thrown around.
Is Les Claypool involved?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but he probably
would like to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's certainly an influence to some degree
ask
on these guys.
Les, just ask.
Oh, I'm sure they would be.
You're a legend.
They're a really cool band from Australia.
Okay.
And I believe they are a 5-piece. No, I'm wrong. They're a 7-piece band.
What type of music were you working with?
I would call it like psych rock, math rock.
Okay.
Like it's a little psychedelic. It's a little mathy with like strange time signatures here and there. Like, you know, some technical flair. Okay. But it's also got this garage rock overtone to the whole thing. You know, so imagine if like Yes had like crappy instruments and were playing in a garage.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Australia's kind of got lost in that surf rock thing. They're kind of on an endless surf rock odyssey to some degree. All of their bands kind of have that.
There is a little twang of that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Undoubtedly. This band is just very impressive because they have released, or in 2017 alone, they released 5 albums.
What?
5 full-length albums.
Why?
I have no idea.
What's
why
going on?
Or how.
They're like they might be giants or something.
Yeah, but each one of them, and I haven't heard every song off every one, but I've heard songs off of all of them, and each one has a different theme to it.
Are they like Kiss, where they're doing each one wrote an album and they're all playing on all each other's albums?
I don't know how it breaks down like that.
Huh.
There are 7 members, so I imagine there's a lot of material that 7 people can write.
That's a suspicious high number of albums.
Yeah,
one band.
Well, it definitely is. And before that, you know, they had a pretty fast output, like an album a year.
So how many albums do they have?
They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 albums since 2012.
Okay.
All right. So it's crazy.
I mean, that's a 1960s level of that's like Elvis putting out albums,
yeah,
you know, but those were all covers, so I guess this is going to be something else.
These guys are really
prolific.
Really cool, and they're big too for how weird they are. Like they'll play the Crystal Ballroom, you know, they're at that comfortable size of like, you know, they're not playing arenas or whatever, but they're playing big
people
clubs.
Hipper than me gather together,
that's
for
right.
drinks
always
and
remember that
oh I do
always remember
I
that
do
they
that.
Are at the Crystal Ballroom
everywhere now, but yeah, Crystal Ballroom for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, the 5 albums in 1 year, one of them is like a microtonal album, which, you know, they're like, they get into experimental range, you know.
Okay.
Some of it's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Others, it's like a bit of a rabbit hole.
It's a slippery slope for me with this stuff.
Sure.
So
I know. I'm a little depressed poet, a little cautious. Who's just like an album of him just like looking at a guitar with a shitty look on his face. Like,
where is this coming from? What is this? What are you talking about?
This is your favorite kind of music.
This is my favorite kind of music?
No, the kind with the depressed poet, and he's staring at the guitar, and he's just like, I hate you, guitar, and and I never want to go home again. And then he like throws a rock at the guitar, and it makes like a bling.
Bling. Uh-huh. Yeah, I lived with that guy, and we didn't get along very well.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just joshing you, Craig. I'm just being a grand old asshole.
Let's hang all the dirty laundry from the balcony. It'll be like a pirate ship.
Ugh.
No, it won't be like a pirate ship. We're not doing that.
Sounds like a nut job.
Yeah.
Was this in the Thursday House?
Thursday House.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Well, so King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, I think they would have been big in the Thursday house.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I think they would, too. I mean, the name alone.
Yeah, right.
People show up.
So they got a new song. It's called Cy Boogie.
Okay.
Like a cyborg and boogie, like, put together, you know? And it's about 6.5, almost 7 minutes long.
Okay.
And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see where they're going.
So should we say goodbye to the folks in TV land while we listen to the song? Because that'd be kind of boring for them to sit here for 7 minutes
to watch
us.
I think it would be probably a little boring.
Unless, probably. But
we might be back later tonight.
Yeah, we might be back later tonight. Yeah, we're going to do some more more recording for sure.
Yeah.
While Snowpocalypse circles outside.
Oh, boy.
It's a coming, baby.
Snowpocalypse. Yeah, we swear for real this
everybody
time.
In Portland, like, you know, kiss your ass goodbye because it's coming for you tonight.
About to be buried under snow.
Warnings coming through. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, and maybe we'll be back here in another hour, half an hour, something like that. Cool in the game.
Cyboogie.
Did you cyboogie to that sucker?
You know, I was really starting to.
Uh-huh.
Starting to cyboogie.
And then what happened?
And then the cyboogieing just kind of kept going.
I know.
It kind of just didn't do anything different. For a very long time.
There was a moment in this song when it had the initial Cy Boogie thing. It went through the whole thing. And then it got to that part where it broke. And then that was the bass that doom, doo, doo, doom, doo, doo, doom, doo, doo. And I was like, okay, cool. They're changing gears and they're going somewhere else. You know, maybe that Cy Boogie thing will show up again as part of the theme, but like they're going somewhere else. And then the minute I'd finished that thought, it was back to Cy Boogie. Cy Boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a lot of it.
It was a lot of it. It was very repetitive. It was 6 minutes and 48 seconds. And there were essentially two main ideas. You know, there was the Cy Boogie. And then there was the one part where they like went up a little bit and they were still saying Cy Boogie or something about Cy Boogie, but they were just modulating.
But that was another comment I had, too, is that I wish that with a song this repetitive and this long, like during the verses, that the lyrics were just a little bit more comprehensible.
Yeah.
Because that might have given it the flavor, because it felt like they were good lyrics, the little bit I could make out that they were interesting, at least. That might have given it enough push to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Especially the deep, weird voice at the end. Like, I kind of wanted to know more about what he was saying. But it was all like a jumble. There was nothing to hold on to there, really, either, other than the Cy Boogie.
Right. And that's just through sheer repetition.
But I'll tell you what, like, the band intrigues me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, this is an interesting choice. Lots of interesting choices, well executed.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, man, they're doubled down on what they're doing.
Yeah, you got to listen to their other stuff. Listen to Nonagon Infinity. That is the album that I would recommend people start with, the King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. And sometimes it gets too weird for me, and sometimes it gets too jammy, but there's other times where they really, I think, are doing something new and different and doing it well.
Tell me your opinion, too, on the bass line. I mean, the bass line is something that's been used all over the place, right? I mean,
that basic thing,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, there was nothing new going on with that. No.
Okay, cool.
I think with this song in particular, they're going into new territory with the whole, you know, futurism cyborg theme. Mm. You know, they're turning a lot of their guitars. There's like three guitar players, but it sounded like mostly synths on that song.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're expanding more into that type of realm.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You know, I'm like, you know, yeah, go ahead. But I just wish that they would I don't know. I like them more when they're a little more ADD with their songwriting, you know, which they do get like that on other tunes. And they're just kind of that band, at least for me, that I'm like, man, this is all awesome, but there's never been a full album that I've really gelled with other than that Nonagon Infinity one.
Nonagon. You're going to have to send me a link to that one. Yeah, maybe put it up on, put it up on the Idiots. Yeah. Put that up as a selected album or something. Yeah, I'm in a tough spot with this, you know, because I am intrigued by the band and I kind of appreciate what they're doing. But I got to ask myself, is this like something that I want to listen to again? And like right now, that's like a hard no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over the Psy Boogie for sure for a while.
I'm same. I never need to hear that word again. Psy Boogie. It's like not even a good like pun. You know, or whatever that is.
It's odd.
Like Cyborg and Boogie.
It does definitely cross that line that I have for this type of music where it gets into that self navel-gazing, like you stop thinking about your audience and you're just all about the Cyboogie.
Mm.
I think, you know, I don't know, maybe there are people that wanted 6 minutes, maybe there are people that want another 4 or 5 minutes of that.
Well, but I think their concerts definitely can get into that like Fish,
but that's
like
where concerts, that's what concerts are,
right?
I mean, Grateful Dead albums, like their songs are 3 minutes long.
True.
I mean, even though those songs are 25 minutes long when you go see them live, and that's fine, but like you gotta, I don't know, it just got too self-indulgent. I felt too, you know. And it just didn't, like, I don't know. I think I got to give this kind of a shit. I think I got to give it a shit.
Yeah. It's just the length, man. If it was 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, I would give it a hit.
I would too. If it was the first 2 minutes, it was ended at that first break with the do-do-do.
I can't give it a shit. I can't quite give it a shit, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it an or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think if I would have known, if I knew this band and other stuff that I enjoyed, I would probably raise that up a little bit, but not knowing any of that.
Sure.
I just, on this one, I've got to give it a shit.
That's totally cool.
You know, I do. I am going to check out more. I love the fucking name. I feel like there's a lot of creativity to be discovered there. And there might be some of it for me.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm a little disappointed because I was excited to show you this band, but this is like not.
You were pumped when you came in. You're like, I got some good hitter shit.
Yeah.
Like when you, was one of the first things you said.
Yeah. And so I was excited, but having not heard the song, you know, I didn't really know what to expect.
But it was a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is,
it's a good band. It's definitely a good band to check out, but not everyone is going to like them.
Right. And it's a good one for an episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes for good. Yeah.
I just wish the song was better.
It makes,
or just shorter.
Yeah.
I just wish it was shorter. So that's why it gets an or for me.
But you know, like, they had me fooled, though. I didn't want to like do like this. I'm like, okay, we've done 4 minutes of it. It's not doing anything else. I was thought about that for a minute. And then I'm like, no, you know, like these guys
do something.
Could do something. And
that's,
I guess,
what
it kind of did. It did sort of at the very end, like, break down into like some interesting things a little bit.
The bizarre.
But
voice.
Not enough. Not enough to save it. Yeah. You know? Not enough to save it. I don't think, in my book.
Well,
everyone
out there who's listening, you should let us know if you agree or disagree, or if you like King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard.
Absolutely. You know? We're probably wrong. I mean, like,
we might very well be wrong about everything we've ever said ever.
Right. I mean, it could all just be like a mirror universe where everything we say is wrong.
We could be a simulation.
Instead of the real universe where everything we say is right.
Right. Inside of an ant's head.
Right. Who knows what universe, what reality we're all dealing with in right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
No, certainly not me.
But like, just grab a computer and write us an email.
Let us know.
It'll get through.
Yeah. Leave us a rating on iTunes, you know, do all that good stuff, all that good neighborly cyber neighbor activity that you love to do.
Or just send us an email and tell us like where you listen to us. That would be super interesting. Like, do you listen to us on like iTunes or on your phone, on like whatever Stitcher, Overlord, Podcast Clowns, or whatever service you're getting it from?
Yeah.
That's interesting to us. We don't know that.
No, we love feedback of all kinds.
Yeah.
So if you got anything to say to us, feel free to send it, and you never know, it might even get featured on the show.
Yeah.
If you are interested in listening to this song that we just reviewed, and because you want to, rightly so, decide for yourself whether or not you'd like it,
we've made that super easy, right?
Yeah, you could just go onto Spotify and you search Idiots Discuss the Universe, and you go click on the Hit or Shit 2019 playlist, and you follow that shit, because that's got all the songs.
And it will update. You follow it, and then you get a little update.
We keep it up to date. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, you can go and listen to that right now and decide for yourself if we're just crazy, if we're just batshit sitting in this basement. You know, it might be getting to us.
Which we are, but even our broken clocks right twice a day.
That is one of my favorite sayings.
It's true.
Yeah.
Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.